Minutes past seven on a Monday morning, Monday the 15th of September. Well, it's recovery day for those that did the life and style run yesterday, but that was just a short hop, you know, 5, 8.8 and 15 kilometer options. And wow, some of those runners took it extremely seriously. Others just had fun out there. Everyone, I think, enjoyed it tremendously. And my very special guest, Sarah Swenson, who does a lot of running herself, wasn't there, so she doesn't count today.
I'm going to tell you where I was, though.
No, we don't want to know. And Harry Buerta, you weren't there either, hey?
No.
We had great support from our locals.
But I sent a lot of people to represent, so and I've heard great things.
I think, that's nice.
And congratulations to everyone who got there. It's not just a small hop, Dave. It's an achievement.
I didn't say it was a small hop.
Oh, big hop.
Listen, you know what? Whatever floats your boat. There were people that walked happily, people that ran very fast, and then there were people that just sat there drinking beer. And
brilliant.
I think they all did extremely well.
Absolutely.
The beer went well, the food went well, the running and walking went well. Yeah, no, this is the thing. It's, you know what? I know that you guys enjoy running and striding out and breaking records and smashing things like that. And that's wonderful. It really is. It's extremely good. But I think people that just get out and support are equally joyful.
I am in complete agreement. No, you have to enjoy it. Otherwise, why are you doing it? I think anybody that does something and they don't enjoy it, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, exactly that. So let's find out about Harry because he's a legend.
Local legend here this morning.
Have to get him to sign our wall here at the studio.
Absolutely. Harry, welcome. You're back from a big adventure of Sydney Marathon. Now, before we jump into Sydney Marathon, for those listeners who are tuning into the Bold Heart segment for the first time, this is about inspiring others to live boldly. And you've lived a really bold life. But in terms of running adventures or active adventures, you started a bit later in life. Take us back to how your running active journey started.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, well, my running started at the age of 65, and the reason for that is that I had my own business in Johannesburg with a partner, and we really put everything into the business, and we just didn't have time for things like that. When people tell me now that they don't have time, I just say, you've got to make time for running. But I actually started running when I retired at age 65. Up to then, I'd only taken the dog for a walk, a jog.
So it really was the very start. You didn't have a baseline. 65 was now.
That's when I started. I might have done something like a fun run, a company fun run. But other than that, nothing serious. And it was only when I came down to Belito and retired, I had all this extra time. What do I do? The first thing I thought, let's try, if you're at the coast, let's do the kayaking. But going out on the ocean, and my stomach just didn't agree with that. And I think I made about three attempts and I just gave up. So I thought I'd rather be on the dry land, and that's when I started with Dolphin Coast Riders, and that's where I met you, Sarah.
Amazing, isn't it? Incredible. But you've gone on to from 65, you've gone on to do some really incredible adventures, some of them which I'm really jealous about, because like Marathon des Sables, you've run a marathon on every continent, am I right?
I have, yes.
And you've done now the seventh major in what's called the Abbott Series, which is your marathon majors.
Yes.
So this was now, you're taking on Sydney. Tell us a bit more about how you felt going into Sydney. This is another big challenge.
Originally, there were five majors, and it was Berlin, London, and New York, and Boston, and Chicago. And then they added Tokyo.
Yeah.
And so I did the five. So then I had to do number six, which was the Tokyo Marathon. And then there was a five-year period where that's it.
Yeah.
And I was pretty well into semi-retirement. And then all of a sudden they came out with this Sydney being added and would become the seventh major. And I thought, well, I've got the medal for the sixth. I have to do the seventh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's when I started training. And, you know, it's like having a beer and saying, let's run comrades, you know. To take it on, 42 k's is a long way, and particularly when you in your 80s, it becomes so much mm-hmm. harder. So the big thing for me was to finish in time. Mm. I knew I had the ability to go the distance, but to finish in the cutoff time of 7 hours.
You know, Harry, I just observed something. You only started really running when you were 65. And look at you, in your 80s, you can do it. I wonder how many runners that started in their 20s are going, because they're all injured.
Yeah. It's never too late.
Yeah. No, I think it's a very great advantage to start at you know, when you're sensible enough not to hurt yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I mean, it's a serious thing. You've done it. You did a desert run, which was quite phenomenal.
Yes.
We were watching that one thinking, no, it's impossible
to
do.
That's on my bucket list.
Wow.
That was an experience. It took me 3 years, what with COVID interruptions, and it just was such a passion of mine to do that Marathon de Sable, 250 k's across the desert, the Sahara Desert, self-supported. You carry all your own food. They only give you water and a little bit of a tarpaulin to rest under at night. But for the rest of it, you're on your own.
Wow.
And
the Foreign Legion's looking for you.
I think there's something. I've had the privilege of going and running New York Marathon, and there's something incredibly exciting about this build-up, and then you climb on the plane, and you're going to somewhere new. It's an incredible special experience for anybody. What has been some of your top highlights? What have been like your absolute standouts?
You know, each marathon is special. Yeah. Each marathon is different, and I really enjoy them all and the experience. Going down to the South Pole, landing on a glacier, 3 kilometer long glacier, and being almost, we were about a few hundred kilometers from the geographical South Pole. And running down there, and just an incredible experience. The South Pole is the continent itself is a continent 1.5 times the size of the United States, whereas the North Pole Marathon, we ran on frozen ocean, and the ocean is 4,000 meters deep at that point, and you're running on a crust of ice of probably about a meter and a half. So it took me 3 attempts to actually do that, because the runway that they scrape, they drop a bulldozer from the air to scrape the runway so that the plane could come in and land. They drop the fuel by parachute. But they scrape the runway, and nature has other ideas, and the runway cracks, and they got to start again. So it was my third attempt before I finally ran that. Minus 42 degrees Celsius, you just can't believe the cold. And more people have been to the top of Mount Everest than they have been to the North Pole.
I think there's an interesting thing out there. I think you mentioned it a couple of times, that 3 attempts. It didn't just happen the first time. And you've had a few instances where it hasn't gone according to plan.
No.
What would you tell anybody out there that thinks it's maybe easy? You know, you've persevered and done attempt after attempt when you're aiming for something that you really want to do. How do you think building that resilience, how do you think someone can go about building that resilience?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a problem that I have, but if I focus on something, there's nothing that can change my mind. My wife, Wendy, would say, you know, no, don't. No, you can do. No, Wendy, this is what I want to do. and I keep on doing it.
Are you as stubborn at packing the dishes in the dishwasher?
I think you should stand for you know, for political office and fix the country, because there's nothing you can't do.
Thank you.
I'll vote for you.
Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you. But what do your kids say about, I mean, you know, you're spending the inheritance at a hell of a pace, Harry. Slow down. I'm joking. You just set us an example. Wow.
Yeah.
Harry, anyone out there who is maybe maybe slightly older, maybe just thinks they shouldn't be trying something, what would you say to them to live boldly?
You know, the important thing is to be active. And I really believe that with me keeping on running, since I've joined the running clubs, Dolphin Coast Riders, some 18 years ago, I think I've run virtually every day. If it's not a running thing, it's a gym thing. So I've been active the whole time. And I think many people, and I could have easily fallen into the same boat, is that you retire, you've worked so hard during your life, and you think now is the time to put your feet up. Mm. But really, that's how you start deteriorating in my mind, that you've got to keep exercising. And you know, it can be just short walks. You know, you've got to start somewhere. Start with the short walks. And they have this wonderful park runs here at Hollow Trails every Saturday morning. And there's 200-odd people, all safe shapes and sizes, walking, running, and some running really quickly. But the point being that you're out there in the fresh air and you're exercising. Yeah. So I think that the main thing is just
get
to...
out there.
Yeah. Really get out there and do it.
I think I was struck this morning by I'd spent the weekend up in the mountains off the beaten path, and we slept in a cave, and we didn't have any cell phone reception. And I actually sent a message to the two mates that I was with. I says, I'm so grateful that none of us were on our phones this weekend.
Yes.
And I think it's really, if you can take one thing away, also get off your phone, get out there. And even if you run, you walk, you swim, whatever you do, just get out and move. That would be the biggest take.
Yes. No, for sure. Sure.
Harry, what's next?
What's next?
The couch.
No, the couch is there, but really it's a recovery of 2 or 3 weeks. Not to say that I really haven't been out on the road, but Cape Town was probably going to be the next major. It's being assessed for the third time now in October, and I think it's a mere formality that Cape Town will become one of the majors.
It's a lovely marathon
next year, and that will be in April, and then Shanghai is also part of the potential ninth major, and that will be in 2027.
Amazing.
So I'll be approaching 86 years old, so whether or not I'm going to be able to still be quick enough to finish in the qualifying, the allowed time, the cutoff time, we'll wait and see. But that's my goal.
Absolutely.
That's brilliant. My goal.
Harry, thank you for joining us in the studio. Anybody who wants to follow us, you can find Harry online as well on Instagram. You can follow his adventures. And for myself, you can follow me at Ordinarily Active or Bold Heart Coaching. So that's our segment for today, Dave.
Wow. Inspirational. Harry, you know what I love about Harry's story? He's not trying to win the thing. Just want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what puts a lot of people off. I'm not fast enough. I can't win it. And if I don't want to run it. No, everyone's running their own race. And that's
absolutely
the important point, is to get out there and do it. Do it to your best of your ability.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely,
there it is. What a legend to start the week. Thank you. Sarah will be back in a week's time with another legendary, ordinarily active, bold heart adventure. We look forward to that hugely. The morning show, of course, continues.